what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Monday, July 27th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, a big victory for childcare providers who voted to unionize, how film promoters are dealing with the cancellation of festivals, and what to make of LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva's increasingly heated language on social media. But first, we check in with Jackie Fortier, who's got the latest on COVID-19 numbers from LA County.
Well, we had another day of more than 2,000 new cases, mainly among people under the age of 40. Public health officials announced a little good news. Fewer nursing home residents are testing positive for the coronavirus. But over the last week, on average, 6 nursing home residents died every day from COVID-19. So it's better, but it's still not really under control. The county also announced a new pilot program. Starting next week, people who are notified by contact tracers will get a $20 gift certificate if they share their close contacts information. Now, that information is only used to try to contain the spread of the virus. It's not shared with any federal entities like ICE. LA County has had pretty mixed results with contact tracing, so they're going to see if maybe a $20 incentive will get people to participate.
Child care providers have overwhelmingly voted to be represented by a union in collective bargaining with the state over better pay and other benefits. The election happened in the midst of a pandemic that has both highlighted child care's role in allowing parents to work and the challenges providers face in a system that's been underfunded for years. With more on the vote, here's education reporter Mariana Dale.
Home child care providers overwhelmingly supported representation by the new union, Child Care Providers United. 97% voted yes in the mail-in election. About 43,000 providers received a ballot, and most are women of color. They all care for children from low-income families, and the state determines their payment for these services. Some providers have told me it amounts to less than minimum wage for the hours they work. And during the pandemic, they've had to shell out more money for supplies and protective equipment. This organized effort took almost 2 decades. The union says it'll survey its members to find out what their priorities are before starting any negotiations with the state.
Next, like basically all film festivals, Telluride has been canceled due to the pandemic, but some movie promoters are getting creative. To tell us more, here's John Horn.
Telluride has been canceled, but the Toronto and Venice festivals are still happening. And the 3 festivals together are going to present a new movie by director Chloe Zhao. She made The Rider, called Nomadland, in a drive-in in Los Angeles. It happens on September 11th. The movie was produced by Frances McDormand, who also stars in it. The release date and the specific drive-in have yet to be announced. The idea, I think, is that if you can't get to the Colorado Rockies, Telluride will bring the Colorado Rockies, not the baseball team, but the film festival to Los Angeles. September 11th, theater to be determined, but it'll be a drive-in.
And finally, the language being used on social media by LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has become increasingly heated in recent weeks. To explain why, here's Robert Garova.
Yeah, after supervisors cleared a motion last week that would likely further curtail the sheriff's budget, Sheriff Villanueva took to social media. He commented that the move would lead to a dystopian LA, leaving streets looking like, quote, a scene from Mad Max. And earlier this month, Villanueva used what has become a derogatory term for traitor, La Malinche, to refer to Supervisor Hilda Solis. I spoke with a public policy expert today at UCLA who says there's more at play here than just the budget. For instance, the recent shooting at the hand of a sheriff's deputy in the case of Andres Guardado, I've seen supervisors taking a more public stance and reining in the sheriff. A political science professor at Loyola Marymount University told me this is already affecting the county budget, and it will stagnate policymaking going forward since there isn't a shared vision on public safety right now. He told me that's not likely to change until we see different supervisors on the board or a new sheriff elected.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.